Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise.
To wake on up,
wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
We'll trade a jovial moment. Hands and hug shakes, J.J. Redick and Steve Kerr just kind of say hi. LeBron James comes over to talk to Steve Kerr. Of course, we worked together in the Olympics. Steve coached him in the Paris Olympics. Draymond comes out to say hi to LeBron James. The final, 111-103. And the Warriors get ready for game two.
On the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And yes, basketball, NBA basketball, excuse me, is back in the Bay. Golden State Warriors 1-0 to start off this preseason slate against the Luka-less, LeBron-less, Austin Reeves-less Lakers. But we got to see all the starters yesterday. We got to see Steph. We got to see Draymond, Jimmy, Moody, Pods. We even got a little bit of Al Horford in there. And also, the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Kuminga Crisis!
So that was fun. So JK got up there a little bit, made some plays, and of course he had an awesome pass to Draymond that was smoked immediately as a layup, but that's okay. We won't talk about that. We'll just talk about the win, and it's nice to have all those players healthy leaving the game. I say good morning to Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work. That's not where I want to start today, but we will talk about the Warriors and all the teams today because there's a lot happening in the Bay Area, Joe. Niners didn't play yesterday, had a massive win on Thursday, and I think the collective fan base that is the 49ers faithful, the Niner Empire, kind of took a step back, watched everything yesterday. And if I'm a Niner fan, I'm coming away from yesterday saying, man, we got a really freaking good team. Like, there's a lot of bad football teams in the NFL currently. Like, Joe, I mean bad. I mean god-awful. I'm looking at that team in Las Vegas. Oh, my God. Geno Smith might be the worst quarterback in the NFL. Wait. Not even kidding. No, I'm not even kidding. No, we weren't saying that before the season. The Dolphins... I saw the Giants, and yeah, they're starting a rookie, Jackson Dart. Bad loss. The Jets. Are they ever going to do anything in my lifetime? Probably not.
Brother,
The Cardinals? Hold on to the ball! Joe, there's a lot of bad football teams.
Look, everything played out the way you wanted it to yesterday if you're a 49er fan. Seahawks, loss. Check. Arizona Cardinals, loss. Check. Philadelphia Eagles, loss, check, right? So you look around the landscape right now, and to me, there seems to be a clear, for right now, there seems to be a clear separation between the three teams at the top of the NFC And then maybe that second tier of teams where I would put the 49ers currently. I think I need another month or so, and I'll be able to fully separate. But I've got, in no particular order, Eagles, Lions, Bucks in tier one of the NFC. All right? That is my tier one NFC guys right now. I think the Niners are at the top of tier two. The injuries are really what does it in for me right now. Like, that's what's kind of separating them. And really, they have one huge win that to me would be like a blue star type of a win where you can hang your hat on it. But I got Niners, Green Bay, I think the Rams, and then, I don't know, would you put the Commanders in there? Would you put the Falcons in there? I don't know. See, to me,
that was an impressive win from the Commanders yesterday. Chargers, two back-to-back bad losses.
It was. And to see the young running back go off the way that he did, and Jaden to come back, Debo making plays down the stretch, some big catches. I think I have them in tier three, kind of in what I would say, like, need more evidence before I can rise them. But really, you're looking at it, and I think the 49ers are what I would say upper echelon, at minimum, in the NFC. And you just got to hold serve. And I think this week, obviously we've got all week to break it down, you get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is a phenomenal measuring stick game. Phenomenal measuring stick game.
They're fun. And
even though you're down a bunch of guys, you know, the schedule doesn't care about that. Nope. Tampa Bay doesn't care about that. You got to go out and you got to try to find a way to get a win. And I think the fact that it's not a 10 a.m. East Coast game might help the Niners.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, where are you at this morning? You can hit us up via call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Same number, 888-957-9570 is that number. And again, you can hit us up also on YouTube where we are streaming all day long. It is powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. You know, we were talking on the show call yesterday, Joe, about this Niners team. And I don't know what it is about them and why I feel so confident with them right now. And I guess it's just the style of play. You know, no one was giving them a chance on Thursday. And you know, maybe they lose against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and maybe it's a bad loss and my expectations change. But right now, you know, with all the injuries they've had, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, not coming into the season with Brandon Ayuk, your starting quarterback, Brock Purdy, who paid $200-plus million, has a turf toe injury. He's week to week. Hasn't played in a couple of these games now. Ben Bartsch, your starting left guard. You have a rookie starting there. It's been up and down from the offensive line. The defensive line, it's been a mixed bag. D. Winters has been nice. Upton Stout, Marquis Siegel, they've had some moments. Renardo Green has had some moments. But you look at the team top to bottom, you know, it's led by Christian McCaffrey, another guy that we had major question marks heading into the season. We don't even know if his calf was going to be able to handle the workload he's handled up to this point, Joe. Like, if I was to tell you, he'd be leading like the NFL in touches up to this point. And the 49ers, you know, are sitting pretty at the top of the division at 4-1. You'd be like, huh, okay. Well, I guess it's a balanced offense. I guess we're running the ball well. No, they haven't been able to run the ball well. They've been passing the ball. They've been a pass-first offense. So I guess in a weird way, why I'm feeling so good about this team, Joe, is because it feels like everything that could go wrong injury-wise has gone wrong, and yet they've been able to fight through all this adversity that they weren't able to fight through last season when they weren't dealing with this many injuries, quite frankly. They're dealing with more injuries right now than they were last year, and I feel better about this team coming off a losing season than I did last year's team coming off a Super Bowl loss.
I've had a very busy 4 or 5 days, and everywhere I go, I'm running into somebody who is beaming about the win that they just had. And I can't remember the last time that the Niners had such a, like, hey, let's just not get crushed type of a moment. And then they came out, and not only did they win the game, it just feels like everybody is in love with the coach, with the quarterback, with the team. I'm not putting the cart ahead of the horse. No one's saying that, you know, Mac's the starter, and we're going with him until we don't. I think you got to let this thing play out a little. But in terms of the fans being so just thrilled by winning a game, I can't remember the last time I felt this good for this long after a Niner victory. And it got me thinking, as I was sitting there on a Sunday, there's really nothing better than watching all these games. Joe, I was thinking, like, we got to add to this team, right? Mm. Like, I'm looking around. You're talking about all these poor teams that are playing right now. Some of these lousy teams, in the words of Matt Steinmetz.
Disgusting.
And look, everyone's going to be wanting an edge rusher. Oh, let's get Trey Hendrickson. Let's get Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't know what the cost is on those guys. I really don't. You're not going to find a lot of offensive linemen that are going to be available via the trade market. But the position that I would be looking at, which it might sound controversial to some, but I think we need another running back. And I don't think this is a knock on Christian McCaffrey. I'm looking at it this way. Supply and demand is important, right? Right now, there's not enough offensive linemen, and the demand is through the roof. So no one's going to get rid of an offensive lineman in the middle of the year. Defensive lineman. Yes, there are some that could be available on the block. What is the cost? What does it cost me in terms of draft capital? I need to know. I think I need to know. Plus, some of those teams aren't ready to wave the white flag, right? I look at running back, and I think that there are a variety of guys that are available that I would bring in who are better than what you get from the guy Robinson, who's backing up Christian McCaffrey currently right now. And I'm trying to think of someone who is a more complete back, who can catch the ball in the backfield, so you don't skip a beat if you've got McCaffrey either on the sidelines or in the slot. I think the two names that I'm looking at, and one is clearly above the other, I think Alvin Kamara is a guy that I'd be all over if I'm the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh.
Perfect fit. I think it would cost you a middle-round pick. Obviously, he's due, you know, $12 million for prorated for the rest of this year and next year. I would be all in on that. I know it's not the ultimate need, but I think that our wide receivers are getting healthier and they're going to come back. And I'm hoping that that is going to be a position of strength. You know, you got Jordan Watkins, Jennings, and obviously Ricky Pearsall coming back. If I could go get Alvin Kamara, think of what you would now have: two pass-catching run threats in the zone-blocking system who I believe would be dynamic home run hitters. I think that Alvin Kamara is the guy that I would be trying to go get right now.
Well, it's very interesting. I would love to know what Niner fans feel about that. 888-957-9570. You just said it right there, pass-catching. Because I don't know if this team's ever going to flip a switch here. And the rushing attack's all of a sudden going to work. Maybe it's, you know, you play a bad opponent and it does for 1 week, and then it goes back to normal the next week. I don't know what to make of this running game. It's really the worst rushing attack I've seen from a Kyle Shanahan offense, probably since his first season as head coach here. I don't even know the number. Like, it's this bad. It can't continue to be this bad, right? Well, if it is, just double down on the passing. At least get a back there that you trust also alongside Christian McCaffrey, because Brian Robinson is not that threat in the passing game. He's just not. He's a downhill runner, and right now you have no lanes to open up, and he's not going to be this wiggle guy that can get sneak in between holes. He's just not that guy.
We could argue about why Jordan Mason's not here. Everyone would agree with me. Jordan Mason is better than Brian Robinson.
I've been underwhelmed by Brian Robinson. I think that's a hot take. Yeah, it's just been underwhelming.
I think we all have.
And I don't know if that's his fault in particular or the offensive line, but just the player, the production, it's been underwhelming thus far. Yes.
Look, it's been a downgrade. And so, like, you've got to find a way to find someone who can give you comparable production to give McCaffrey some time off. Guys, he's on pace for 500 touches. If you want to go anywhere this season, they've got to find somebody else who can be the 1A, 1B to his number one.
Mm.
They just have to find that guy. And again, running backs get traded for third, fourth, fifth round picks, depending on how much money you want to eat, where they're at in their career. I wanted Nick Chubb in the offseason. Nick Chubb's having a decent little run.
He is.
Over the last couple of weeks.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you know, like, he's better than Brian Robinson. They need a guy, though, who can catch the ball out of the backfield. Think of what they do right now. The Niners right now are not the run-first team that they've been in years past, like you referenced. They're a short, controlled passing game team that wants to get rid of it quick out in the flat. Who fits the bill better than Alvin Kamara? New Orleans is going nowhere. I know they got their big win yesterday. That is the guy I would be circling right now. And I'm telling you, I would try to bring that guy in here. He would be an absolute perfect fit for this team. And he's the perfect age because he kind of fits into like the prime of all the guys that you have going on right now. I think that they need to go and get that guy. Yes, obviously we need to get defensive linemen. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Everyone is always trying to get offensive and defensive linemen.
It's just, again, cost, supply and demand. You got to kind of wait more toward the deadline for some of those guys because teams are so unwilling to trade. I would be all in on Alvin Kamara. Let me throw another name at you that I was looking at over the weekend. Breece Hall.
Ooh.
I don't think he's as good as Alvin Kamara. Breece Hall is clearly just not working with the New York Jets, and he obviously has familiarity having played with Brock Purdy in college. I would like to see them go after him as well. See, to me, I don't think you can have enough running backs right now, because at some point, McCaffrey's going to have a game or two where maybe he doesn't play well, or he gets banged up, or gets rolled up on. You have to find some offensive production behind Christian McCaffrey in a desperate way.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And we're talking about fit within this team right now. I like those names, and I like that we're talking about adding to the offense right now, because everyone's going to defense, everyone's going to
defensive line.
No, but I like that you're kind of, this is what he likes to do, he's pivoting when everyone else panics when it comes to the depth of this team. Like, double down on what you could do. Pass the ball. Joe, just do that. If it's going well, just lean into it at this point. And I think that was the major question mark I had this summer, Joe, was what, like, if they shut down the rushing attack, and that's what they've done. These opposing defenses that the Niners have played, especially shut down this rushing attack these first 5 weeks. Can Kyle Shanahan, you know, can he evolve? Can he pivot to a passing attack, a quick passing attack? And I think last week, being able to do that shorthanded with all those lack of receiving weapons, and I'm talking about the big boys. No disrespect, the DeMarcus Robinsons, the skillet hands, as you like to call them. Better take that name back. Kendrick Bourne, baby. That's not his name anymore. We're taking that off.
Stop!
But, you know, the Jake Tonjes of the world, they're not George Kittle. They're not the Debo Samuels of the years past. It's not Brandon Ayuk. But the fact that you're able to lean into the skill set of your quarterback, Mac Jones, and that's going to be the interesting thing going forward here, Joe, is catering to the quarterbacks. And how long is Mac Jones going to be the starter here? We don't know. It's week to week with Brock Purdy. Like, I know Brock has really succeeded at a high level when he's only had kind of a rushing attack. Now, that's unfair for me to say he can't do it without a rushing attack, because the sample size isn't large enough. But just going off what I've seen, what made Brock Purdy special in that MVP season, when he was an MVP candidate at the end of the year, obviously the award going to Lamar Jackson, was that you had the offensive player of the year in Christian McCaffrey on the ground, and they were unstoppable, and it sent up a balanced offense. Can he still be that quarterback when he comes back with an imbalanced offense? Because I don't know if it's ever going to be a perfect running game this year, Joe. I don't know.
It feels like to me they need to kind of adapt to what they have currently. And what do you have currently? You actually have, like, quietly a lot of nice little pass catchers.
Yeah.
You know, Jake Tonjes is not the greatest blocker. It's pretty evident.
But that's why you brought in Luke Farrell, right? Ideally, that's why you brought him in.
Yeah. But if you get Kittle back and you get Tonjes, now you got a couple of pass catching tight ends.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kittle's one of the best all around players. I don't know when he's coming back. It feels like to me we might be weeks, not days.
There was a report over the weekend we will get to in regards to George Kittle from Diana Russini of The Athletic.
And like Brandon Ayuk, that feels, I'm not trying to bank on him returning, but that feels very unlikely. And if he does, what version are you getting? So throw him to the side. Jennings will come back at some point.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall will come back at some point. I think Jordan Watkins is going to get elevated at some point. As we've seen now with Kendrick Bourne, maybe they got a little something with him. Again, he's not a guy that I'm hanging my hat on. But as a third, all right, I don't think receiver is as desperate as maybe others might think. And offensive line is just, it's very rare to see an offensive line trade for any player of significance. They always do these like random end of the year, late round acquisitions where they'll like cling somebody off of someone's practice squad and then, you know, stash him for next year.
Right.
That's kind of what they did with Ben Bartsch. Yeah. They kind of signed him late. So let's just throw offensive line aside. Running back is an area where you could see guys moved, and you do see guys moved a lot. So that is why I'm kind of circling that particular one. And then obviously, you know, Hutchinson's the sexy name everybody wants on defense. Kayvon Thibodeau, top five pick. Detroit Lions have been rumored to trade with the New York Giants for a long, long time to find someone as a bookend to Aiden Hutchinson. They really are enamored with Kayvon Thibodeau. They got his fifth year exercised. So you have this year and then obviously next year, and you can work out some sort of an extension with him. Is his best football ahead of him? I don't know. Like, I think that when I look at Robert Saleh and I ask myself, like, is this a guy that he would want? He's a speed guy, doesn't have a lot of bend, though. Is kind of like upright. He actually kind of reminds me of Chase Young without the knee injuries.
Oh.
Where he's a sexy name, yeah, but he hasn't really had that real production. I'm intrigued with him, but I don't think he's a difference maker.
888-957-9570. I guess another question is, do Niners fans feel that this team right now, 4-1 with all the injuries, is it worth, you know, doubling down on this season? Is it worth investing in? I do wonder where Niner fans are at, because I could hear both sides to this. I really can. I could say, yeah, really, you know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's fun, but you know, this isn't sustainable, right? We can't keep winning with Mac Jones. And then I guess my retort would be, why not? Kyle Shanahan took your third string quarterback once upon a time to the NFC Championship game, Joe. Yes. If any team and coaching staff is able to navigate, you know, muddied waters, if you will, at the quarterback position, it'd be this one.
Yes.
So I if fans aren't all in on this team, I guess I would ask, why not? 888-957-9570.
What's one of the biggest areas of concern, no matter who's under center? Red zone.
Oh, my God.
Where does Alvin Kamara really, truly help your team? Red zone.
That's fantasy football players, right?
Red zone. Yep. Think of the formation diversity you could have with Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. Again, I'm starting the week off because I'm fired up with the Niners. I want Alvin Kamara. Go get me Alvin Kamara. Put him on this team. Let's cook.
888-957-9570. We'll continue to discuss that. Plus, the Warriors did have a preseason game, their first preseason game yesterday against the Lakers. They win 111-103. JK makes his much-anticipated preseason debut yesterday. I was at the game. I'll tell you how the reception went from the crowd, Joe.
I got beef with somebody here at the station.
Oh, my God.
And I can't believe that I'm going to have to put this business out in the streets.
What did I do?
Wait, ooh. Joe Shasky has beef with someone at 95.7 The Game? No way!
There's somebody sitting on their couch with no life, bugging me while I'm in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
This is America!
Well, maybe we'll talk to Dave Fleming about that at 8:32 to get that off your chest. Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, because we do have a managerial search on our hands, Joe. I don't know if you know this. A couple candidates came to the forefront over the weekend. We'll discuss. Let's just say one thing. Both of them, former catchers in their past. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Indianapolis Colts, right? Daniel Jones, what they've been able to do. Everyone wrote them off. The whole Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, and it just wasn't good, right? But they've been one of the pleasant surprises so far this year. Oh, sure. Give me the NFL music. I'm down for that. I think the Niners are right there. Like one of the feel-good stories early on. All the injuries. Everyone just keeps talking about the injuries. But you know what? They're going to keep winning. You know why? Because of the coaching. Because the young talent stepping up. Because Mac Jones, all of a sudden, another guy, another feel-good story. Talking about writing off Daniel Jones. How many people wrote off Mac Jones? Jones on Jones crime right there. I'm not writing this guy off. It's one of the pleasant surprises of the NFL. Christian McCaffrey, not doing it conventionally, but you know what? He might be the best receiver on the Niners. Might be the best receiver. That is saying something. And as I've always said it, if you wanted to be a full-time wide receiver, he'd be one of the best in the NFL. Like his brother Luke, who had a big touchdown yesterday, Luke McCaffrey, as the Washington Commanders take care of business against the Chargers. I didn't even know this was turning into like this NFL primetime music thing, but I just feel good about this team. And I wonder where Niner fans are at right now. They have the whole weekend to kind of soak up that win.
Yeah.
They're 4-1 right now, 3-0 with Mac Jones as the starter. Are they starting to believe in this team? Are they starting to slowly believe that, hey, you know what? We're first. I get it. It's through 5 weeks. We're first in the NFC right now. The Eagles took a big fat L yesterday against the Denver Broncos.
They've got coordinator issues.
They got coordinator issues. The Seahawks, within your own division, Sam Darnold, that's a huge loss for them against the Bucs.
How is Jackson Smith and Jigba always open?
Oh, he's wise.
How?
He's so good.
He's always open.
He's so good. Those Ohio State receivers, man.
So did you sit all day on the couch and just watch football?
Not all day. I did walk around a little bit. I went to the game last night, though, Lakers-Warriors. So I did watch that. Okay. Yeah. It was nice. Chase Center. What happened?
Well, you were enjoying the 10 a.m. slot. You know, me and the little guy, we went to church.
Oh, nice.
And I got a bone to pick with somebody. You know what? If you're going to play music, play Hit 'Em Up, Tupac. Because I'm coming after this guy.
Is it Jesus? What's going on?
I'm not going after Jesus. I'm going after... All right. You guys are probably too young, so you don't understand where I'm going with this. Fantasy originally started in a rotisserie chicken spot in New York.
We're sitting on the couch with Grandpa Shasky over here. All right, come on.
Where a bunch of baseball dorks decided to have a fantasy baseball draft, and they would award points. And so it started off being called rotisserie.
Right.
Rotisserie baseball.
Like some chicken. Yeah.
I treat my fantasy team, especially the one here at 95.7 The Game, like a rotisserie chicken, and I'm going to go Ronco back in the 90s, set it and forget it. I set my lineup Thursday at 5 o'clock, and I kind of forget about it because I don't care. And so I told Lucas over and over, I don't even want to be in this league. The only reason I'm in this league is to shut everybody. Come on, bitch. Why aren't you in the league? Play fantasy football with everybody. Balance out the amount of teams.
Joe, good luck finding some friends.
And you guys are such losers when it comes to this league. So, again, my setting on fantasy football for the 95.7 The Game League, I'm setting it and I'm forgetting it. I'm treating it similar to a rotisserie chicken, okay? I'm setting it and I'm forgetting it. So yesterday I go to church with the little guy. And look, I'm on like day 4.5 of the zombie apocalypse waiting for Michelle to come home. Oh, all right?
Single
dad. And I'm running out of rations. I'm running out of sleep. Running out of water. I mean, me and the little guy look like we haven't slept 6 straight hours in months. All right? He's waking up in the middle. Mom, mom, mom. I am too. Where are you, Michelle? So yesterday we go to church and we're like dead man walking. We walk over. He's bothering me the whole time because he's making all this noise. I'm like, shh, we're at church. Shh, we're at church. Now it's the family mass. And so you're allowed to be a little loud, but like you also want to be considerate of all the other people that are in church. So I'm giving him food. And I'm giving him this. And then he's grabbing the Bible books because there's like all the different.
The missal.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of some of the names of it. Yeah. And then some of the stuff that you can read that has like the bulletin in it and everything. And he's making noises. At some point, I just give him the phone.
Give him the
phone.
There you go.
I just put Bluey on.
That's what you got to do.
I put Bluey on mute.
Disney
you know,
Plus.
And he's just watching it. And I showed you a picture of what he looked like in the pew. And so he's got my phone and he's playing around with it. And he kind of knows how to like go to the next episode because on Disney, you have to actually put next episode. It doesn't just automatically
play. Which is really frustrating.
It drives me nuts.
Netflix, it'll automatically go over.
100%.
I've learned this with the kids app.
So he kind of gets it, but then he starts playing on the phone. Mm. And I'm like, look, he's quiet. We're getting through mass. I don't care. Yeah. Fast forward about an hour, hour and a half. He finally goes down to bed. And this is where my bone to pick comes in.
This is what a setup here. Okay.
I get a text message from Mark Grandy.
Oh,
so you're not going to play anybody in your defensive slot against Lucas this week? Hey, Mark. Mister, I got nothing better to do than peruse every single matchup on fantasy football. Get a life, number one.
Wait, hold on. This is Mark Grandy who has his Sunday off because there's no overtime. Doing a great job this season.
Yeah, no life weighing him down. No girl weighing him down. No mortgage weighing him down. No child weighing him down. I got the weight of the world.
They call him Matt Grandy. What are you talking about?
He does love Evan Giddings.
I finally closed my eyes for 5 seconds during the zombie apocalypse, and I get a text message from Mark Grandy. Are you going to sit your letter? I'm going to read it verbatim. Exactly. I'm going to read it verbatim.
Hey, Mark,
exactly.
If you're listening, can you also log me into the text line? Because I don't have a password. So I need to get that fixed.
I mean, number one, it's none of your business who I start. Number two, here it goes. Why aren't you starting a defense versus Lucas today?
Fair question.
12-11. Hey, Doc, I'm trying to get my shut eye. Can I get some sleep? I don't care about this league. I don't care if Lucas wins, loses. I don't care. Don't bother me about my team. And first off, if I didn't want to start a team, that's my prerogative. Okay? I'm in this league to be a good company man, to help everybody out. It's ridiculous. Do you do this? Do you go through all the matchups and look at who's playing, who's not? If somebody has a zero next to their name, meaning they're out, like an O, excuse me, and they're out, you know what I say? I don't care. I worry about my team.
Butch, I got to say, that is so ridiculous that Granny Tax do that. That would piss me off,
it's
too.
Out of line.
I'm with you.
I'm completely out of line. If I want to be in this league,
the integrity of the league that he's keeping up.
No, I'm on your side, Butch. That's
this is
crazy.
Ridiculous. So what do I have to do? I had to get up from my nap. I had to call Lucas because I went to go pick up. My kid obviously did a bunch of dropping in additions. I lost like three players. And I go to pick them back up. You cannot claim this team until the waiver period's over because you just owned them or whatever the little like alert said. And I'm
you
like,
hate to see it.
So I have to call Lucas. I'm like, Lucas, the 1 o'clock schedule is opening up. I'm like exhausted. Can you please add back Jacksonville and put them? We're arguing about the Jacksonville Jaguar defense, dog, in a 7,000 man league at 95-7 the game that I don't care about.
Clearly you do, because we just spent like 7 or 8 minutes talking about it.
Sounds like the league has no integrity either now.
So let me ask you guys this.
Did it ever?
Let me ask you this. As I'm making this call with Lucas, what do you think happens? Little guy wakes up. There goes my nap. Thank you, Mark Grandy, for ruining my Sunday nap. Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope, and you know, Lucas was going to win anyway, and now he's probably going to win no matter, because you know what? I don't care.
So when you play me, can you like not start anyone? Would that be?
Here's the simple question I have.
That'd be great.
Who's out of line? Mark or me? Are you allowed to tell someone else what to do on your fantasy team? If I want to have nobody in the lineup.
Did he tell you what to do? Or did he just ask you a question?
I actually think he was being a good guy and saying, hey, Joe, I don't know if you know this, like you're not starting a defense. I'm looking out for you here.
Newsflash.
I don't think
Grandy's intentions were pure. I don't think he was trying to help Shasky. I think he wanted to watch Lucas
that's
lose.
That's reckless speculation, and I'm not going to allow that on this show.
It's ridiculous.
You don't do that.
I'm only in the league
the morning
to
nuance.
Shut you guys all up. Oh, Butch doesn't join the fantasy
league.
What are
you talking
about? Everybody's in it. Come on. Give me my money. Make sure you hand it to me. I only take cash because my account's been suspended from Venmo.
You were supposed to be the people's team, and now you're poo-pooing it? You're kind of poo-pooing the people now if you're poo-pooing your own team. This is 95-7, the game's team, and you're saying, I'm better than
look,
it.
Week five, you're telling me who to start and who not? Like, chill out. It's one thing if it's like week 13.
Did he tell you who to start or just say, hey, Joe, you don't have a defense?
I read you the text.
Read it again. One more time. Man. Uno mas, man. Senor.
What? 12-11. Why? Right when I woke up and then woke the little guy up, tried to call Lucas. Why aren't you starting a defense versus Lucas today? Because I don't want to.
See, that's a question. That's not a declarative statement.
He didn't tell you what to do. He just asked you a question. And we'll ask a question to the people. Who was in the wrong here? Is it Shasky for getting angry at Mark Grandy or Mark Grandy for asking Shasky why he's not starting a defense? 888-957-9570. Plus, we'll get into the Golden State Warriors. And Jonathan Kuminga, were there boos in the crowd yesterday? I'll let you know.
Joe, I looked like Leonardo DiCaprio from The Revenant yesterday at 12:10.
Oh, my God.
I was exhausted. And this guy, Grandy, is like, are you going to start a defense? No. For 4 points when I'm going to lose by like 60? I don't care.
But I know you care about the 49ers, who we'll get into on the other side. Plus, the Giants managerial search. J.K., Jimmy Butler, Steph, Draymond. We're all in the building yesterday. Al Horford as well. Mark Grandy, enemy number one on the roast. I love you, Mark. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank here for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're forgiven. You can actually enjoy and have no Sunday scaries, have no like nervousness, no nervous energy. And maybe those people that watch the games don't have that. I kind of do when my team's playing a little bit. Get a little butterflies in the stomach. It's like, all right, let's go out there. Let's win, right? Or in my case, let's have a horrible loss, but that's okay. And it just made me feel better watching the league as a whole yesterday if I was a Niners fan, specifically because the teams that are ahead of you in the standings or right there with you took L's. You know, you already beat the Rams, your division rival. You're 3-0 in the division. So the Seahawks took an L yesterday. The Cardinals took an L yesterday. The Eagles took an L yesterday, right? The only team that you needed to lose, really, didn't lose, was the Detroit Lions, who are kind of looking like the class of the conference, again, through 5 weeks, Joe. And we were all kind of wondering whether the Lions could overcome losing Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They look pretty good. Dan Campbell knows what he's doing, it looks like. And speaking of that, what they have gained in their own coordinators looks like Philadelphia might have lost, and Kellen Moore going over to the New Orleans Saints picked up their first win of the season over the Jackson Dart-led New York Giants. The Buccaneers, who you're going to be seeing next week, Joey, that offense. I'll say this. I've always loved Baker Mayfield. I don't know what it is. The guy just is fun to watch. I don't know if he's a top five, you know, top 10 quarterbacks probably, fringe guy. I will ride with that guy as my quarterback and root for him any day of the week, twice on Sunday. It's not even close. It's not even close.
He's a great player.
It's fun to watch. But that guy, that receiver, oh my God. He's doing like Randy Moss, like Jamar Chase territory with like the yardage and touchdowns within his first five games. Incredible.
Another Ohio State guy.
The Ohio State. I mean,
they're just everywhere. Yeah, it feels like there's a clear separation between a couple teams at the top, and then I think the Niners aren't far off right now. But again, unlike those other teams, they're really banged up. So it's hard to get a good gauge on who they are right now. And they really only had that one litmus test, at least league-wide in the Rams.
I got a caller that says, and this is just the caption, it says, Shasky is an angry person. So it's going to be talking about Mark Grandy and you going at our guy Mark Grandy, who was just looking out for you, Joe. He just wanted to let you know, hey, Joe, you're playing fantasy football today. You might not be aware. You're very busy. You do a lot of things. You're a father. You know, you're going to church. I'm just letting you know, you don't have a starting defense, Joe. Like, I'm just trying to help you out. That's Mark Grandy. And then you're just getting mad at the guy for being a good person, a good...
Good guy Grandy.
No. A good Samaritan, if you will. Like another JC that I know. How about that? Bobby, Los Altos. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you're right. Last week, there was a discussion of Shasky, whether he was an angry person outside the studio. Obviously, not knowing Shasky, I felt like probably... He was a very happy, personable person, and that still may be true. But what I did realize is that you are an extremely angry person when it comes to dealing with your colleagues, whether you are on the air or not. Because all Brandy did was text you, didn't call you, and he texted you at noon. And I think it's pretty reasonable to assume most people are up at noon. So how is he supposed to know you're sleeping? And then he was just trying to help you and not mock you. So it really disappoints me, Shasky, if I'm going to be 100, that you have created this rant against poor the Grandy man. And then also, dude, if you hate being part of this league so much, why don't you just offer up your slot next year in a collar contest? Because, you know, someone like me, I would love to have the chance to interact with these 95, the 7, the game, KGMZ, FM luminaries in some sort of vehicle outside of having to call you guys. So it would be a great joy and honor for us callers. So, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So I ask that you would consider that. And then finally, I don't remember the game because it was so long ago, but I would like to say that, you know, I don't think it's fair to call Pinero, while they were very close, I don't think it's fair to say Pinero doinked that one field goal, because don't you actually have to hear the doink on the microphone?
Yes.
He more like massaged that one in. I would say he massaged that in. And then finally, if you did catch any of the games, it is not justice to say that the Cardinals lost. I don't know if you guys saw the details of that game, but it was, you guys got to look at the review of that game. It was the most incredible way to lose, I think, in the history of football. It was not just a loss. You guys have got to watch it because my words don't do justice. But anyway, going back to the main point, you know, angry boy, I believe in you, but yeah, dealing with your colleagues, whether or not it's on the air or not, you got to chill, brother, because Grandy did nothing wrong.
I love you, Bobby.
Bobby, you sound like someone that's gotten some great sleep as of late.
Well, I want to hang out with Bobby. Like, I don't know if he wants to hang out with me, but I want to hang out with him. Let's go to McDonald's, go to the Double Arches. He frequents down in the Monterey Peninsula. Let's go to the beach, go hang out. Let's do it. Bobby and Los Altos, good vibes. And what did he call him? Angry Boy, not Butcher Boy anymore. It's Angry Boy Shasky.
There By are the certain way, things that have
Cardinals
jumped the
loss
shark.
Was horrible. Amari DiMercato, hang on to the rock, Jesus.
There are certain things that have jumped the shark.
What is it?
For example, everyone wearing Dunks. It's jumped the shark. Okay? It's jumped the shark. Everyone being an NFL draft expert about 5 years ago. It's like, no. I'm stopping you. Everyone being a fantasy expert. These things have all jumped the shark. I'm tired of all these fantasy experts taking the... It's fantasy. Relax. Relax.
You're the one that got mad about it.
Yeah, because you're bothering me about my team.
Oh, he's just texted you at 12 o'clock to say, Joe, just letting you know, you don't have a starting defense. I hope...
Oh, I bet his motives were pure.
They might be. How do you know? If I was to rank the purity of the hosts here at the station, Mark Grandy would be the power rank number one. Absolutely. Talking about some of our degenerates. Are you kidding me? Morning, middays, and afternoons.
This is the battle you didn't know you needed, but now that you have, you love it.
To do that in week 5 when you're not even playing each other is lame. I'm sorry, that's lame.
You guys are haters, dude.
Thank you, Carter.
And I actually think it more
speaks... Go touch some sand, Grandy. Jesus.
Not on a Sunday. No, he's touching his bed because he's watching the games. That's what he's doing. Kristen Marin also wants to weigh in on Shasky.
I love this.
Shasky v.
I love
Grandy.
How this has become a thing.
Grandy, okay, real quick before we get to Chris, just to recap everyone, I promise we'll talk about the 49ers, and that was a horrible Cardinals loss. Good God, it was a bad loss. But all those bad losses worked in the Niners' favors yesterday. Plus, we'll touch on the preseason game between the Warriors and the Lakers. Warriors getting the win yesterday, 111-103. I was there. We'll discuss it. But Mark Grandy had the audacity yesterday to text Shasky while he was asleep with his son. It was nap time, and I guess he has a very loud speaker whenever he gets a text. Must be really loud.
Well, no, the phone.
Oh, well, that's.
And then the iPad. Sounds, you know, everything's linked.
Then you got to turn that off.
Oh, thanks.
Nap time.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, it's just.
Thanks.
Sounds like a you problem.
I've used Do Not Disturb, is what it's called.
I'm working on like 6 seconds of sleep over the last 4 days.
Was Mark Grandy wrong for reminding Joe Shasky to set his fantasy football lineup? Mind you, Mark was not playing Shasky, they were not playing each other at all, and Mark. Should not really care about what other teams are doing.
It's one thing if it's the playoffs on the line. We're in week 5, dog.
Well, how do you? This could be
7,000 teams.
This could be
back
the
off me.
This week could be the difference for some of making the playoffs or not.
Joe, I've barely clicked on my own team, let alone the matchups to look within who's in what starting lineups.
Again, shout out Grandy for keeping up the integrity of this league as Shasky's trying to bring it down.
You think John Lynch is like calling the Atlanta Falcons like, hey, make sure you play that starting safety this week.
Maybe.
It's like, dude, give me a break.
Well, I think, it's not preseason, but I think Steve Kerr would have liked to see LeBron and Luka and Austin Reeves yesterday, but they didn't suit up. They would like to see how they measure up. What's up, Chris? Marin.
Shasky, I love you, man. I don't think you're angry. I think you're just passionate. But
Thank you.
I do. I do think it comes down to the integrity of the league, and he was not in the wrong. I think you got to fill a lineup, man.
Integrity of the league. Guys, we are talking about a fantasy where you are fantasizing which players are on your imaginary team.
There is,
and then creating
money.
An imaginary lineup.
There's money at stake in this league.
Like,
this isn't
listen
just, this
to
isn't
the
sunshine.
Okay, you're headed the wrong direction now.
You guys have lost your minds.
Chris is gone. That was it. It's just the integrity of the league.
Integrity of the
league.
That's
right. God, I love these callers.
As NBA teams are deliberately paying people under the table for things that they're not even doing, as NBA teams are sitting people on purpose.
Is Nahegian paying you under the table? Is that what you're trying to say right now?
The integrity of the league. People are more passionate about their fantasy football league than they are anything else in life.
What you're telling me is that our league has more integrity than the NBA. That's what I'm hearing.
It doesn't take much. 888-957-9570. Is Mark Grady in the wrong for reminding Shasky to set his fantasy football lineup?
No, but here's the nuance. I did set the lineup Thursday. Something happened, and LJ was clearly playing with the phone.
And shout out Mark for noticing.
And so what? Who cares?
Clearly he does. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to wrap up this conversation with Steven Santa Rosa, because he wants to defend you, Joe.
Thank you.
What's up, Steven Santa Rosa?
Finally, I misunderstood.
Yes, I need to come to the defense of Shasky, because I know he's a golfer. And if you're a golfer today and you're a decent golfer, you're angry, because there are so many people, I don't know, they should be bowling or something. If you can't hit a golf ball 50 feet, you don't go play a regulation golf course.
What is going on here?
That will make you angry if you're a golfer. I'm still angry from the idiots that I have to follow on every golf course I go to now that think they're on TV. They picked up a set of golf clubs 6 months ago and think they're Rory McIlroy already. Oh, you made noise when I was making my swing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.